Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. Good afternoon or good evening, I suppose, depending on where you are. Good morning for us. Welcome to the Neil and Kristen Baker Psychic Hour. This morning, we're going to be discussing astral actions and their impact on the physical plane and conducting psychic numerology readings on the show. So welcome, callers and listeners. Neil, do you want to take a caller first?
Sure, we can take a caller first.
Okay, let's take a caller first. Let's take a caller first. Hi, who's this?
Hello, this is LaDonna.
Oh, LaDonna. Hi.
With an A.
I'm sorry?
LaDonna?
Okay, we can hardly hear you. Are you on a headset?
Yeah. Hold on. Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Yes, LaDonna with an A.
A-D-O-N-N-A.
Yes, that's correct.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, I'm good, thank you.
Okay, LaDonna, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Atlanta, Georgia.
Atlanta, Georgia. I was just reading something about Georgia this morning in the news. And your birth date, LaDonna?
March the 20th.
And the year?
1976.
Okay. 14 and 13...
320.
Oh, that's why.
Yes, March the 20th, 1976.
I don't know. I think I did hear three, but I wrote down two. I don't know what's wrong with my brain. So, okay, 28, 10, 1. 28 equals 10 equals 1. Have we spoken with you before, LaDonna?
Yes, it's been a while.
Okay. And what is going on today? What's your question?
My question is job-related finances and a little bit of a relationship. I'm trying to figure out why my stability of not having a stable job and my finances, like, it creeps up on me, then I'm not able to pay. But I just want to know what's going on. Because where I'm living at, I don't like where I'm living at, but I just need to know what's going on with my finances and why I'm always stagnant, you know, just sitting in one place.
Okay. So are you working right now?
No, I was turned away from one job. I worked one day and then they scheduled me off and then I went in and then it was nothing, no work. I always get that to every job I get. Every job.
Okay, so are you getting jobs like just regular jobs? Do you have a temp agency or anything that you're working for?
Temp agency, yes. It's kind of hard here in Georgia to go straight to a company because they got a lot of temp agencies out here.
Okay. Well, she just had her fourth in 2016. You turned 40, right? You're going to be 40?
41. She's 41.
She's 41.
I just turned 41. Yes.
You just turned 41, but in 2016, she had her fourth cycle of 10.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, you know, part of your karmic energy, 28 equals 10 equals 1. So your life goes in increments of a year, I mean, which is fast, also increments of 10. So there's a change at age every 10 years. And also, you know, at 28, but that's really not relevant to this conversation right now. As far as her job is concerned, what do you think? I mean, that zero is troublesome.
It is. It's there's some troublesome in your energy field, Donna, and the fact that you're compounded. But let me ask you something. Just say yes or no right now. Have you ever done any office work in your lifetime?
Yes.
And would office work now be the first approachable place where you would find employment? Would it center around offices?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting. Okay, so if I've got that, another question I want to ask you. Have you ever worked in an office that would have any kind of medical connection, field of doctor,
yes.
medical? I'm sorry?
Yes, medical records. I was doing scanning documents.
Okay, so you see what I'm saying? We're picking up the kind of work you would be doing and that you have been doing. And that's a good sign that maybe, aside from looking at the reasons why you're not working, they may be economical, they may be karma, who knows. But what we're getting in these validations is the fact that maybe we can just automatically unblock something for you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let me ask you something else, going to a more personal field. Has anyone in your background, in your family background, ever been in a serious car accident?
Anybody that been in a serious car accident in my family?
Yeah.
Wow. There's one, but I was raised by another man, but it was my grandmother, and that it was his mother and his sister, and I was real close to them, and she was on the way to Florida. She had a record deal with a gospel in Florida, and a guy hit them head on and killed them both. That's the only one I know.
Wait,
that
who
really
was killed?
Impacted.
Adonna, I'm
it
sorry.
Was my, it's the guy that raised me, my father that raised me. He's not my biological father, but I was close to his family when he was raising me with his mother and his sister that died
on
impact.
So it is in the family unit, even though it's not blood. These are people that raised you, and it was essentially your grandmother, the person that played the role of your grandmother in your life. So that's.
She was killed?
She was killed.
Yeah, both of them, my grandmother and my aunt. She named me. She also named me when I was
born. Yeah, so that's definitely family, even though it's not, you know.
Okay, so
technically
again,
family.
As we move forward to try to unblock this zone for you, sometimes it just means that we're going to have some psychic connections.
So let's explain just really quick. Validations, getting psychic hits that you can validate actually helps to clear the energy. This is part of getting rid of some of the block. So it's kind of strange. Mm-hmm. People don't understand how it works, but it actually does.
Yeah, you know, when you get these validations,
I feel that. Yeah, because I have dreams. I'm very dreamy. So I have that kind of psychic ability that I see certain things in my dream, but I can't never understand why I'm having these problems with my job.
Uh-huh.
I've never heard anything like this. That's what keeping me so financially under the water.
Well, when a psychic's getting into a person's personal energy field, they get into the soul of the person, the spirit, the karma, all those things, and they start to separate things in such a way that when they hit a validation, it's almost like laser. You're clearing something. You're getting rid of the bad cells. And so I think that our validations that we're getting are helping to dissipate whatever blocks you have going on that probably came from a past life. To me, Adonna, that's what I'm assuming. There was probably a divorce somewhere in your life. Any divorces, any children?
Yes, I had a divorce with my girl's father a long time ago. And we was on the go for 6 years and married only 3. And it was controlled by his side of the family. The
marriage 3 years and 6, that's your month. But what was I going to ask? What year?
And that number always following me. That 6 number is always following me too. The number 6.
Number 6. Well, it's also, you know, 6 is also in your year. What year were you divorced?
It was in 2002. It was 2 or 3, somewhere in 2002 and 2003, somewhere around now, I can't remember. But it's been over 14 years I've been divorced.
14 years.
15. Yeah.
was like 30, around the age of 25 or 26.
76.
Yes.
Yeah, she was around 20, 24 or so.
Okay.
So, the attitude here is that I think we might be just unblocking something from the validations we're getting. And then furthermore, the divorce and that kind of thing helps to actually, we're hitting some of the marks. So I would say to just keep approaching job opportunities as you have been. I'm anticipating that maybe within 3 or 4 weeks you'll have a job. That's my hunch.
Okay. Well, I know their father, he's always getting a job. He'll always keep a job and just bought a house. And I'm only on a little small income with him, for his child support. And I'm wondering why he's not even in the girl's life. And he just, disheartening. That's why I was like, I'm stable. I'm the one taking care of him, but can't keep a job. And can't keep a permanent job.
That's because of this person's integrity and where their heart and their commitment is. And not every human being measures up to the highest standards of being a responsible human being. He probably, there's probably something he cares about, but he just can't get it to manifest in his physical world.
Mm-hmm.
He's got his own problems and difficulties or whatever, and maybe they're selfish, not entirely sacrificial, sacrifice. But that's where it comes from. It's just a bad character. It's just a bad character, you know. You just kind of got a lemon, but that's where it's coming from. You hang in there, Adonna, and you keep your integrity intact. I'm hoping that within 3-4 weeks you're going to have a job.
Yeah, and definitely keep in touch with us and let us know if something comes through.
Okay, I will, because I'm just
Please
so concerned
do,
about my living. I don't.
Some
hope
people
I don't
call.
Get
we talked to some. We talked to someone last show, and she didn't tell us that she got a job, and we'd been working on it for her. And, you know, she called
really?
Us 2 months later, and she told us, you know, that she did get something. So.
Okay, I will. I'll keep in touch.
Yeah. And if you need more help than the radio show can accommodate, because these are short readings, 562-596-7818 is the number to call. And follow us. Yeah, join us on Facebook. And I forgot to make that announcement earlier.
Okay.
Or on Blog Talk Radio. So we appreciate that. Those accounts are linked under our Blog Talk Radio profile.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thanks,
for your
Adonna.
Help.
You're welcome. Take care. We'll be working on it for you.
Okay. Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. We have another caller. We should just take him. And then, who is this?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, my name is Carrie.
Okay, we can hardly hear you.
Oh, sorry. My name is Carrie. I actually was just listening in on the show. I hadn't realized I was going to be up next.
Oh, you don't have to. We don't have to do a reading. We can put you on mute. Or do you
That's
want to?
Okay.
Do you, no. Okay. Are you on a headset?
No, you're on speakerphone. Hold on 1 second. Is that better?
That's better, yeah. What's your name again, Terry, did you say?
Carrie, with a K.
Carrie. Okay, I think I recognized your voice. Carrie, I remember you.
It's been a while. I just, you know, I caught you guys on today, and I haven't seen you on in a while, haven't really looked because life got a little busy, but I wanted to listen in and perhaps you have a message for me by choosing me anyways. So
okay, yeah, maybe, who knows? And it's Carrie with a K, right? Is it K A R I E or K E R I E? I mean K E R I or K A?
It's K E R I.
Okay, that's what I wrote down actually. Okay, and what's your birth date again? I'm gonna remember it when you tell me, but
it's 8685.
8685. Okay. Anything new that you want to let us know about?
Not really. It's just, it's definitely been a lot of energy. I think the past couple months have just had a lot of, you know, activity as far as, you know, I mean, just friendships and then, you know, business relationships, and I'm in a relationship. So it's just, I definitely feel there's a little heaviness in the air, and I'm waiting for it to kind of lift, if you will.
Okay. Heaviness in the air that you're waiting. to lift, and she's how old is Gary? What is wrong with me? 32, right? 32 years old. You're going to be 32.
I'll be 32.
Yeah, 31 right now. Okay, well, I don't know. Message for Carrie. She's actually, that's interesting. She's 31, which is the inverted sum of her alpha omega 85.
Well, you're waiting for a message. Who has crossed over that had a drinking problem of some degree?
I'm sorry?
So who has crossed over that had a drinking problem to some degree?
My grandfather, my father. Grandfather? Yeah.
Did you have, as a young person, did you have contact with him?
He passed when I was 3. My father is actually also in spirit. You know, he sort of struggled with that as well, but not to the same extent. I believe that was my grandfather.
Yeah, it's really hard
passed.
To hear you, Carrie. You got to talk right into your receiver because it's like super faded for us.
I know. I'm hearing a lot of feedback, or at least just some sort of white noise on my end. So I'm sorry about that.
That's okay. That's okay. Yeah, I remember that your father is crossed. Didn't you do some kind of business with him? You guys were involved in like real estate or something like that.
Well, yes. My grandfather actually purchased the property. My father ended up taking care of it and died, you know, here at the property. And my boyfriend and I, we now own the property together. It's multi-unit.
What is it called?
They're rentals. They're rentals. So they're multi-family. You know, it's a 2 duplexes.
Okay. And you were saying that your father has crossed, but your father didn't have an alcohol problem.
He did, but he managed. He sort of, he watched my grandfather. I mean, you know, after he passed, I think he struggled with it when I was young, as a young child, and then it was just removed from our house, and he would only drink on certain occasions, but when he did drink, he didn't become very happy.
I see. So that's grandfather and father, even though it was managed better with the father, it's still.
They're reaching out to you. Their energy's coming in. And are you having any problems with the property now? Do you collect income from it?
Not at the moment. We're just sort of, it's just been a perfect storm. You know, we have those intentions, and my boyfriend, he has a career position as a firefighter, and he also has his own business that he had prior to, you know, this endeavor. And it's just sort of feeling it out, because I have emotional blocks that I'm, you know, now working through that I didn't realize were there, which I'm sure come up just as a result of, you know, grief and, you know, just things getting triggered. So I'm not as able to see it as objectively as somebody, you know, like on the outside of things, but other things have taken precedent in life. So it's just become kind of stagnant.
Carrie, do you think there's any unresolved feelings you have regarding your father's crossing over?
Yes. He actually passed here. He passed very unexpectedly. He was only 6 days. Oh,
yeah. 6 days. What?
It's tough to hear. What did you say?
He was only 60. He passed.
He was only 60, so it was very premature.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, and he passed 2014.
Okay, so 2014. So when you talk about emotional blocks and what you're feeling and what you're discovering, it seems like on the radio today, your father's trying to come through and connect to you.
Mm-hmm.
You could have a dialogue with him. You could go into a room by yourself and dialogue with him and just talk to him and pour your heart out and let him feel your energy. Let him feel what you were missing or your conflicts. Let him feel it. In the astral realm, these souls can take this energy on, and sometimes it's at an advantage because they get to receive a living person's energy from the other side, and in that way some of the karma is reduced.
Yeah.
You know, so if you can pour your heart out to him and just talk and have confidence that he can hear in that astral way, let him carry some of that burden. It might be lifted off you
mm-hmm.
more than you think. It's amazing how you might realize a sense of relief when actually your father will take it on, and it could be because he sort of has an obligation to.
So sometimes when there are unresolved issues with human beings and souls that have crossed over, there, you know, a human can actually overwhelm a soul with their emotions when they're, you know, kind of out of control or too heavy. But in Carrie's case, she's going to be able to perhaps help her father by communicating rather than overburdening him with any emotion, because she seems to be pretty stable. You know, it's not like she's in some kind of
overly grieving state. Well, it seems like some kind of emotional instability she might be vibrating with.
Right, but it's not in a way.
It was a long road. My two uncles, his brothers, so my father's whole family.
We can't hear you. Sorry, Carrie,
can you hear
we can't
now?
Hear you at all. But can I finish, please? Hold on, let me just finish my statement. What I'm saying is that her whatever imbalance she's feeling isn't going to be so overwhelming that it's going to be damaging to communicate. Because I know in some cases, in some cases, it can be burdensome for a soul to take on the energy of a human that's still on the planet and actually, you know, hamper their progress
that's
in the astral plane.
That's true.
So for Carrie, it would be healthy. Go ahead with what you were going to say.
Can you hear me now?
We can hear you. Go ahead.
Okay. No, it was just a long road. Once my grandmother is also in spirit, his mother, and, you know, I was in the midst of two estates that were being sort of disputed by his brothers. So my two uncles, one being the executor of my grandmother's estate, and it was over this property. And during that time that I started dating, you know, my significant other, we actually did not take ownership until late last year, so last fall. So it's not as though, you know, it's been a block for that long, but now it's just sort of hard to reinvigorate the process due to just the mental turmoil it caused. And it's just like, I don't even care, to be honest with you. I just did the right thing when he passed and came here and took care of the people that were still living here because his brothers lived out of state. So it's just sort of had a dark cloud over it, you know?
Yeah, well, I think it's a good idea to communicate with him in the way that Neil is suggesting. And, you know, let us know how it progresses. I remember that you were in the process last time we spoke with obtaining the property. So it sounds like that all came through. So it's good to know
that
was successful. Okay.
Oh, the last thing, your significant other, does he have any kind of marking on his body, a tattoo or anything?
No, he doesn't. He's actually here with me right now, too. He can hear you as well.
Are you thinking of scar?
I don't know. Anything otherwise, is there anything mark on his body, a scar?
Birthmark? Not really. I mean, he just has a little scar, you know, on his arm.
Does he have a brother?
My father never had any. That means something to me, though, because my dad had no tattoos. I mean, I do have two of them, and he doesn't have any. You know, people in his family have tattoos. He doesn't have any, so maybe that's the connection he's trying to make.
What's that?
She has two tattoos.
Oh, you have a tattoo?
I have
tattoos?
Two. Yes, but
oh,
he doesn't have any,
two?
And my dad didn't have any, so.
Wait a minute. Carrie, you have two tattoos?
Yes.
I do, yep.
Oh, okay. Then you know what that means, because I was thinking, and it was your significant other. The fact that you have two tattoos, and I'm reading him through you, that means that this man is your soulmate.
Soulmate.
There's a soulmate connection between you and this man, and the reason that I was feeling the tattoos, and you have two, really, it's almost like one of the tattoos is his. In a kind of symbolic way.
Can we
way.
Get his birth date, Carrie, really quick before we move on to the next caller?
It's 2/26/82.
3/26/82?
No, 2, February.
2, 26, sorry. It's very difficult to hear. 2/26/82.
30.
Yeah, 30 equals 3, so they're a 4 together. So they're a soulmate connection, which is they encountered each other in the astral plane before they came down to the planet.
Yeah,
in their astral
in the
form.
Astral plane, they had a past life together.
So there was a karma on the planet, and there was also an astral connection.
Yeah. It's basically a good sign. It's a good thing. You know, your first two, your 8 and his 2 is the year he was born, 82.
And, years are interchangeable.
And your numbers together are 1 and 3, and that's your year. 8 and 5 equals 13. You both have the same fire number 6. So I'm getting to understand why I suddenly felt him before we left this reading.
Yeah, and his 2 to her 6 becomes his day. So there's 2-6.
You two are supposed to stay together. It doesn't mean you will, but you're supposed to stay together.
Their months become her karmic number 10-1. So, okay, Carrie. Well, hopefully that helps. We have to move on to the next caller, but thanks for checking in.
It did. Thank you guys very much.
You're welcome. Thanks. Okay. 805 Cheryl. Hi.
Hi. Good morning, both of you.
Hi. How are you?
Good morning.
Fine.
Good morning.
I was talking last week about my daughter. It's like I feel like I'm kind of sandwiched between this and my mother. My mom is 75. I don't even know the year she was born. September 15th, I think 1942 or 44. Do you believe this? I don't know. I think she'll be 75 this year. She's 74 right now.
Okay, we'll just do that math real quick.
And, we've never been close. I mean, between the age...
1942. Go on.
Okay, yeah. So between the age of 5 and 15, I got to have, three stepdads. And, men always came first to her. Anyway, so she's recently widowed, well, as of 2 years ago. And she's been, like, catfished by some guy that said he was from Florida. And then he was ended up in Italy. And I was at her house when this was going on. She said she talked to this guy for a little bit. Showed me some of the stuff. It was boilerplate. I was actually yelling. I'm like, Mom, you're actually buying into this? Next thing you know, she's flying to Italy. And then apparently she's given him like $17,000. And then she came back and she's, I don't talk to her a lot, but it's like, no, we're done. Our relationship's over. Next thing you know it, oh, there was a bank error of $40,000 in my account. I mean, all these crazy things. And I just cannot maintain like a relationship with her. I mean, I'm more or less wanting to know if she's mentally deteriorating because I feel like she is, but she's got low and highs. So she'll sound normal. And then when you catch her at a certain time, she sounds like she's really mentally not there. And there's like nothing I can do about it.
So let me just,
I don't know.
Sorry, Cheryl, let me just ask about, her last husband died 2 years ago when she was 73, and then she got involved with some guy from Italy. So, is that right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And is she, what's going on with that relationship right now?
Well, see, she doesn't say anything because she lies a lot. So apparently she went out there for like a month, and a couple days before she was due home, they got in a big fight. This is all third party information from her twin sister. And so she actually paid $1,000 to come home early. So I don't know. That's the thing, is I don't know what's going on. It's just, I know in the end I'll be blamed either for letting her or, you know what I mean? It's like I get blamed for everybody's stuff. I think she's going to end up just losing it all. She owns her house free and clear. She has no will, no trust, doesn't care.
Do you have siblings, Cheryl? Or are you only child?
Yeah, I do. One of them passed away when he was 44, which was sad because my mom basically acted like she didn't care. I mean, something's not mentally wired right with her. And I have another brother that lives in actually a property I have in Henderson. He lives there for free, and he has a brain tumor. And then I have another. I know, my life's really colorful, right? So I don't even know how I'd stay positive.
You know, everybody's got their little story.
And then I have a half brother that has actually was the spoiled one. You know, she didn't have custody of him, so she gave him all she had, and he actually found out about this whole London thing and catfishing and cut her off, and he won't even talk to her. Like, she'll send him gifts for Christmas and he won't respond that he even got him. He's just
and
like, I'm not gonna.
She doesn't have a will. I'm sorry.
Yeah. She doesn't have a will, a trust. And if you ask her mom, have a will or a trust and just put it in the grandkids' name, she'll be like, why does everyone care about my money? Nobody cares about her money, okay?
Well,
it's just the right thing to do.
Yeah. So what would happen, I guess, is that if she, in the event of her death, it would go to the siblings. It wouldn't go to the grandchildren, right? And it would be going
right, but
to...
But I mean, just for the sake of, like, telling someone to get a will... that you could be like, you need to get a will, and just for the sake of telling you that it's a responsible thing to do, leave it to your grandkids so you know that I don't care about what you have, but it's irresponsible to have a $300,000 house paid off. It's more than that.
Right.
And to not have a will or a trust when you're almost 75 years old. That's, you know what, that's disrespectful, actually, to your family to do that.
Right, but she sounds, you're questioning her mental stability, so obviously, you know, not putting your affairs in order might be a clue that there's some problem. And she sounds like, you know, going through a lot of husbands and, you know, running off to Italy, impulsive, you know, and I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I mean, it already looks like my younger daughter is antisocial, so when things go low, she creates drama, and I'm not reacting to people's drama anymore. Doesn't matter to me, okay? And then my mom, it's like my daughter. That's why I said I get sandwiched in between both these like chaos things, you know.
Sure.
And she's fighting with, you know. So I just don't. It's like there's nothing I can do, but I know ultimately I will be blamed for either not stopping her, or but she told me to go to hell when I told her, "Mom, where are you? I can't find you. Who are you in Italy with? My gosh!" And she's like, "Go to hell, mind your own business." You know, she's 74 years old.
Cheryl, you might have to just back off from your mother. Her, she's a little bit desperate and scared, and she can't find the stability that really means something. She's looking for a significant other and having some grounding there, and she's realizing that in her life, nothing's really working the way it should. They got into a big fight, apparently, and she's right now, she's in the zone of thinking about herself. And what will make her happy. And right now, she's linking that to having a person in her life, and it's not working for her. I would say to just back off. If she reaches out to you, then be there. If she doesn't, then stay away. And don't let your guilt.
Yeah, I mean, I have backed off because I have enough of my own stuff. It's just, you know, I feel like everybody uses me, okay? They're all, and I've been the one caring about everyone, and I've kind of had it. Where it's like, you know what, I don't believe in keeping score with stuff, but when enough people burn you and they only want you around when they need you around and another time you need to just stay out, you know, I've kind of had it with everybody. So, but for my own self, I the one who suffers is the one who holds the resentment. So I don't, but I do back off and she's going to fall flat on her face. She may lose everything she's got. There's nothing I can do about it. I guess that's it, right?
Aside from her home, does she have any other assets that would be outstanding?
Well, you know, she never tells anyone. Normally you would have somebody you would tell. I mean, if she called me when I was in Sedona and said, you know, there was a mistake for $40,000 in my bank account, I'm thinking, I don't even know what she's got, okay? And and then they reversed it and fixed it, and then so there obviously is money out there.
Yeah,
and
I got it.
This guy in Italy, you know, was on her Facebook, and it looks like he was in his 30s. And then she said he was in his 50s. So it's like someone 40 years younger, he's got an agenda, and she's not bright enough to get it, okay? And I told her, go date, Mom.
So
go find someone local and date. That's totally cool. I'm, you know.
So you're concerned about her mental stability if she's going to have the faculties to keep everything in order, and if she's at risk, obviously, if it's more than just her normal selfish behavior that she's been exhibiting throughout your life.
Yeah, she's deteriorating. One minute I asked her about her bone scan because I had one done, and because I was sick, I went into osteoporosis, and then I went out of it through treatment, just self-healing and things like that. And I asked her, and she goes, oh, I have bones of a 20-year-old. I get those done, and everything's fine. Next thing you know, she's on Fosamax or whatever that. I'm like, wait a minute.
Well, you
so
can't rely on
her. She's a chronic liar to me. I don't know her.
You're not going to be able to rely on her too much. And so she's an adult. She's going to do what she wants to do. We'll put out a prayer that, you know, that she leads down some kind of path that has
that
a little bit more connection to the family and being more responsible to the family. We'll put out that out for you, Cheryl. Otherwise, there's a whole lot you're going to be able to do. But prayer sometimes has a powerful effect on the living. So let's see if we can go that route first.
Okay, Cheryl.
Yeah,
well,
let's do that. Thank you guys so much.
Thanks. Oh, you're welcome.
Yeah.
Okay. 805 is our next. There's another 805. Who's this?
I thought it was my brother.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, how are you?
Good. My name's Dave Davidson, and I'd love to have you guys on my show, if possible.
What show is that?
It's called Cock Talk. It's just guys talking about their cocks, so why don't you go ahead and tell me about your penis, sir?
You know, I really don't. But as long as you're obsessed with them, why don't you look in the mirror at your own and have a good conversation and have a good day, sir.
Don't be shy about.
So, anyways, we get people like that who we really feel come from negative zones, and you know, what can you do? What can you do? It's part of the job. Anyways, he's been flushed. Any other callers? Can we get on with our topic?
We can get on with our topic.
Okay, so we're talking about.
We haven't actually. We were talking about. We haven't even started. So what we are going to talk about is astral actions, the impact on the physical plane. So, you know, first of all, being aware of astral actions. I mean, for the layperson, you know, they may not even be aware of actions on the astral plane because the connection might be limited. But, you know, I've been thinking about this, Neil, and astral actions. I mean, our dreams are involved in astral actions because we're going into the astral realm in our dreams. Some of the dreams that I have, boy, I hope they don't physical plane.
Well,
but as far as accessing the astral realm in terms of working with energy fields and things like that, if you're someone who's well-versed and knows how to work in energy fields, of course, astral actions can affect the physical plane on a positive and a negative manner, in a positive and negative manner.
Yeah.
Depending on the intent.
You know, we always have at some point have to link ourselves to what is occurring on the astral plane, because at any given time it can manifest into our physical reality. So people who make use of these radio shows, or people who are intensely involved in the astral realm as spirits and guides and things like that, if you're trying to move deeper into a conversation about your own soul's existence and past lives, the astral realm provides that kind of information. And oftentimes in dreams, we find a room, so to speak, where we can obtain information on that level. Other times in our waking state, what we do is we extend the third eye, the pineal gland, and our higher conscious awareness into that realm and try to engage in a conversation. In that respect, we can perhaps manifest when our information is validated and when we essentially have things occurring that we've been trying to anticipate or visualize. That's when the energy comes into the physical realm itself.
Right, like manifesting things that you desire in your life, or trying to change energy fields in terms of relationships that might be troubling, things like that.
Exactly. The idea of manifesting into the physical realm, we have two parts of our existence. We have our linear life, our physical life, where we're trying to work out our relationships and our jobs and our home and things like that. And then we have our higher linear life, which is about how do we operate on a soul level? Are we going to develop our minds, our education, our link to spirituality? These are the things that I think are most important in terms of the linear life. Of course, the physicality of our life is still important because it involves some of the lower chakras, survival, foundation, and things like that, security. All of that is encaptured in our home, our jobs, our relationships. When we get into higher forms of energy, then we get into the studies of the mental state, where we study spirituality, where we engage in things that have a spiritual essence to them, that don't immediately define our survival. That's why it's called physicality. Those are things of our survival. And relationship can be part of our survival because it's important to our emotional state.
Right, exactly, because people can become very unstable if they don't have a healthy relationship.
Yes, and it's a grounding of, you know, right, love, exactly, and commitment and bond with another human being, which is part of survival, in essence, not feeling alone. But when we get into the idea, not that you go to a yoga class or that you know, when we're getting to something higher.
Or, even meditation.
Meditation.
Not really part of this conversation.
When we get into the idea that our lives are contingent on doing things that will advance our soul and our spirit. That's what's most important, I think, in terms of what we have to deal with once we actually do cross over. Because you got to remember, there are two parts to this existence. One, you want to take care of business in the earth and make sure that you've done everything you need to do on the planet. And then two, you want to start to prepare for the journey beyond the earth.
Right. So establishing your spiritual walk on the planet will help to do that, aside from the physical requirements of life and survival and so on and so forth.
Exactly. So, and there are ways of going to the astral realm and trying to tap into what spiritually you're supposed to be connecting to and how you're supposed
right.
to do it.
So spirits,
to make that
spirits, guides, angels, establishing communication with them, whether you're actually hearing them or not, attempting to communicate on some level with higher beings is part of it.
Yeah, I mean, and that's why it's vastly important to understand and utilize the essence of the energies above your throat, your brow, your spirit.
Sixth and seventh chakras.
This ridiculous caller we have that thinks he's really entertaining the crowd and robbing from people's time by promoting such low degree energy, and in a very disgusting way, thinking that he has nothing better to do. Now this is karma for the person, and it's not a good karma when you disrupt somebody who's trying to seek guidance, who's trying to involve their lives in such a way that they connect authentically to sacred things, sacred energies and stuff like that. This is what's most important. So
mention the fact that he's, you know, not only taking away time from callers, but is also disrupting sacred information that could be used for the time that he's taking up the show. So
right.
not only the receiving of energy by the other callers, it's all actually the energy that he's disrupting that is being put out by yourself
yeah.
and me.
And
which
begging,
is really
to begging to engage in arguments and insults. I mean, if people like this, you know, in all walks of life, you want to stay away from people like this. I mean, they're like little busy flies. They'll come back and they try to think of different ways and strategies to get in there and try to disrupt things. But, you know, I think people who get into dark energy and evil energy and downright demon energy, they're disruptive people. They like to cause disruption. We're not talking about people who have a high social consciousness, that have social unrest, that try to prove to the world that there are certain rights that have to be established. We're talking about people who just like to destroy, disrupt, corrupt, things like this.
Right, and do it in a attitude that holds vulgarity and, you know, is totally offensive.
Totally offensive to the energy and how they relentlessly try to get back into to do their absolute dirty work. So you got to remember that to if you're going to live in the light and you're going to promote the welfare of human beings, and you're going to do so in a way that has integrity and authenticity, and the purpose, the intention is to really help and be out there, which is what our show is about as a service to our public. That's what's most important. And when you get disruptive people that think they represent the astral realm with foul language and terrible things and trying to disprove you're not this or you're not that, this is really the element of what I call the dark side of the astral realm,
you know,
where there are actually demons and dark negative energies that exist and try to manifest into the physical world as this nincompoop does when you try to call our show.
Because we've had some disruptions lately, but you know, I just want to state that we have an open door policy on the show. So, you know, we're not here as police trying to determine who's telling the truth or who's lying. That's not how we conduct the show. We conduct the show in a manner where those that are calling, we're trying to assist. So it's not, you know, we're not out trying to determine who's lying and who's not. So when a caller comes on is trying to be deceptive and so on and so forth, we're giving them the same opportunity that any other caller on the show has.
Yeah, I'm not, you know, my job isn't to screen. We don't screen people who call the show, and we don't, you know, you call the show, you're honest, we'll try to be honest with you, and that's it. If your attempt is to try to trick, deceive. Oh, I got you. You know, who cares? Who cares? Life is so much more important than, and I think most of our callers do value the heartbeat of what we really are trying to do here.
Right. And just another note before we bring on a caller, someone who is trying to disrupt a show and trick and deceive is not someone you want to take instruction about the astral realm and how it works. So if they're trying to say, well, this is how you determine whether this is a psychic reading or not, I mean, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Their status as far as what angels, guides, and spirits perceive them to be is very low, and they're in big trouble.
Yeah, they are.
Big trouble.
They're not going to reduce us into, giving everyone the second degree before they call us. We're on a trusting level, and that's the way it should be. So I think most of our callers would agree with us. So let's get on with our next call.
917, you're on the air.
So do you shave or wax your balls? Don't be embarrassed if you have a small penis. It's Dave Davidson. Let's talk about your cock.
Okay, so take them off.
Well, I knew this was going to be.
I mean, I don't want to take our show up, but this is just to show what this infant's doing. I mean, so let's not give him any more time, because he's probably,
obviously obsessed with
the fact that we're giving him a little bit of time by talking about him.
Okay. So let's bring on our next 201.
Hi, Kristen. Hi, Neil. How you doing?
Hi,
Jackie.
How are you?
How you doing?
I'm
okay.
Sorry for that disruption.
Don't even worry about it. Matter of fact, I just want you guys to tell me what you see on my side. I'm going to mute because I'm actually outside and I don't want the background noise.
Okay. Okay. Do you have a question?
I feel movement somewhere. Yeah, I feel some movement. There's some things I'm trying to put into action right now. I feel this is my time. I just feel it. And I just need some confirmation. That's it. Or some direction.
Jackie.
Yeah, Jackie, what's your birth date again?
1/5/1965.
Okay. So direction 1/5/1965. At least she's a 27.
Yeah.
I'm trying to catch up on some bills. I'm trying to put things in order. Financially pay who I have to pay. Move from there.
How are things with your son going?
He just came home. It's kind of touchy, but I see some progress. I'm just trying to keep him motivated and guide him along the way, because he's in tough situations just like I am. I had to look at myself to understand him, because he wasn't raised that way, but that's what he's surrounded by. So I have to teach him how to put up his shield and how to think rationally, you know? He's in counseling still, but he's not in a facility. He goes 3 times a week.
Okay, so she's just wanting to know, how things are kind of moving forward for her, which is good. Is there a specific area you wanted to focus on? You're a teacher, right?
Yes, but you know what? I'm putting my job on the back burner, because I've given too much of myself to other people.
Uh-huh.
And right now, it's time for me to go within and take care of myself and my own. I'll do my job to the best of my ability. That's all that I could do. I can't save the whole world and lose myself. I can't.
So it's specifically, Jackie, you're kind of putting the job on the back burner. Are you talking about like a personal development, spiritual development?
I'm trying to get my house in order.
You're trying to get your house in order. Okay. So you're, in your first chakra, which is your month, it's January.
Jolene's literally her house.
Huh?
You mean literally your home, your house, your physical house?
Yes, my physical house and my spiritual house. I'm trying to put my things in order. I can't save the world. I'm going to try to save my son, though. I'm going to try to save me.
One of the more obvious physical tasks in terms of the physicality of the house, and when you're putting into order, you make sure that there's an ordered atmosphere, meaning it's not, you reduce the clutter, you get rid of stuff that's just clogging your mind and your energy field. would you say that your house could do a little bit of uncluttering?
Yes, that's what I'm doing as well. Because a lot of my work comes home, and it gets in the way of my own paperwork. And, you know, my job doesn't stop when I swipe out.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's real important. I think some people who tend to have clutter, they'll clean, and then it sort of gets redesigned as more clutter again over time. So there's got to be a systematic thought form. If you're sort of putting your job on the back burner and taking care of yourself, meaning your home and your higher home, then what you want to do is maintain an atmosphere now of discipline. I think discipline is very important in your life right now. I'm seeing a lot of eyeglasses. Does somebody wear glasses and there's more than one pair?
Yes, I do. I have a problem with my eyes.
And do you have more than one pair of eyeglasses?
Yes, but I don't wear more than one.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Not anymore, but I have double vision.
Right. Oh, yeah. Well, you know, you might also want to, I mean, there are certain things you can do too, Jackie, to enhance the quality of your eyesight. There may also need to be a kind of a change in diet.
And I have to stay off the computer as much because for my job, I'm on the computer too much and doing research after research. I have to come up with different assignments on top of assignments, and it strains my eyes. So now I'm just trying to minimize all of that.
So, you know, just real quick, what diet wise, what generally do you eat?
Did you say that again?
Diet. What's your diet like?
It hasn't been the best,
right?
But I'm trying to get it in order.
Okay.
So
So you know you're an intelligent.
I've been eating on the run.
You're an intelligent lady.
I'm trying to consume more fruits and vegetables right now.
Yeah, that's good.
Do that.
I think you're an intelligent lady, and you've got the right. You have the right vision. It's just applying it in a way to where it doesn't conflict with your own, you know, personality traits. So you have to get your personality and your habits to cooperate with your intelligence, because it seems like you know what you're supposed to do. It's just in the physical way, it's hard to sometimes get there. So you have to have a language that your personality psyche is going to match your mental psyche in terms of that you're an intelligent person and you don't have to get into this combative energy. A lot of this stuff comes way back in childhood when you have a disruptive home environment, when you have arguing parents or disruption or separation. What it does is it just plants its seeds into the young human mind and manifests over time. Was your childhood, your background at all disruptive?
My parents were strict, and they were very structured. I think I was a loose cannon. So, of course, I used to get in trouble.
Didn't you have family problems? So when we first encountered you on the radio a few
years
back.
Yes, I still have that because they took a lot of things from me after my mother died, and that's the thing.
Right.
Trying to get in order with the attorneys and all of that.
There was a problem with the will and the family members.
Yeah.
And there was dark energy going on. I remember you sent me all those pictures. So there is family disruption maybe
That's one of the houses that I'm going to have to get in order once I'm able to gain access to it. But the attorneys will have to help me with that. So I'm actually getting my the money together to get them to move into to do another motion real soon.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like you're on a track of some credible construction of getting things in order, like you said, your home and your physical home,
your spiritual
attitude. I just think you have to make. You seem to have a sort of internal energy. You were the little bit of the rebel in your as a child. I think you've got to stop protesting against yourself and keep everything in alignment and disciplined. You said your parents were pretty strict, and we mentioned the word discipline before you said that. So I think
but it made
discipline...
me disciplined. It made me disciplined. I'm surprised that the other people that I have to deal with are not disciplined in the same area. I mean, where I work, there's a lot of lack of discipline. However, you know, that's the nature of the school. But that doesn't mean that my life can't be disciplined.
I'm and applying that to your current situation and getting your home in order, your diet in order, and, you know, the spiritual aspect of your life in order sounds like could, you know, be a good application. Discipline in those areas. But Jackie, hopefully it's helped. We've got to close the show because we're almost to our 90-second warning here. But thanks for checking in with us.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay. We are back on the air on Friday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern. Thanks to our listeners and callers for joining us. Neil, anything you wanted to say?
No. Thanks for joining us and see you next time. We'll be on Friday.
Bye-bye.